B-Pod Studios.
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, hour number two, Felger and Mass. I'm going to calm down here in a second on the technology. Let me ask you this, Mass. I'll start with you.
Yep.
If Steven Belichick were the Patriots' next coach, how would you feel about it?
Not good.
Why?
Because, again, I think the Patriots have elevated themselves to a place here where they should be able to attract a big-name candidate. And when I say a big-name candidate, I don't know if Steven Belichick can coach or not. I just don't like the idea of somebody who's Bill's son with no coaching experience. Now, look, if you tell me that he is some sort of great mastermind or whatever, and we witness that, more importantly, where he is an accomplished coordinator over a period of time, I may change my mind. But otherwise, my answer is no. I want a break. I want someone more established who has some head coaching experience. I think they're at that sort of spot now. And I also think that it's a no-win situation.
I could live with it. I actually could live with it because I think he would continue to be strongly influenced by his dad. Even if Bill was retired, doesn't mean he would go away. It's kind of like what's going on with Kyle Shanahan and Mike Shanahan. We heard from, was it Colin Cowherd at the Super Bowl, that he still talked to his dad and was talking about game plans going into that game. So I know he's failed twice in the biggest game possible, but overall, Kyle Shanahan's done a hell of a job. And Steve Belichick, I have to think, has done okay on the defensive side of things so far. So if you still have other guys there like Gerard Mayo and other guys that have come up underneath Bill, I could learn to live with it. And what big names, Maz? Like, who's going to shake free? Is Andy Reid or John Harbaugh going to be available in a few years?
Well, let me ask with another question before you answer that. How do you think most fans would feel about Steven Belichick as the next coach?
I don't think they'd like it.
I think they'd be okay with it. Because, again, I think that they would look at me like, well, Bill's still going to be involved via phone call or Skype.
Is this time for a Twitter poll? Are there enough people out there? Is this the right time, or is people too fractured? You want to do a Twitter poll on it?
Everyone's got time.
Yeah, okay. By all means, I'll throw it up there. Tell me how you want it worded.
If Steven Belichick were the Patriots' next head coach, how would you feel about that? And then, I don't know, do you put a multiple choice thing up there? I don't know. I don't do the Twitter thing either. So you
Gadget Boy. You got it,
Would you would you be happy? Dance, Gadget Monkey. If Steven Belichick were the Patriots' next head coach, would you like it or not like it? I guess something like that.
How about, how would you feel if Steven Belichick was the next head coach of the New England Patriots?
And then you have to give a multiple choice there or not?
Yeah, like for or against.
For or against, exactly.
Okay.
My guess is most people would be against it. Most people would be against it. And I just wonder why. I wonder why. Like, for example, if I said to Celtics fans, Danny Ainge's kid is going to be the next GM, how do you think most people would feel about it?
Oh, God, no. I don't want anybody's kid running.
I didn't ask about you. I asked about fans.
Sorry.
How do you think Celtics fans would feel about it?
Celtics fans would adapt because they love anything that team does, even if it would be stupid.
As a Celtics fan, because I am one, I would like it because I think Austin Ainge has been working with Danny Ainge in the organization, so he's got a good grip for it, so I would approve of it.
Okay, so this is my point. I think if it's something about Belichick, and it goes back to things you've been talking about, Maz, with him, that a lot of the criticism stems from the fact that people kind of sort of don't like him. So in other words, if Austin Ainge were the next guy, I think most people would be cool with that. If Red Auerbach had a kid that took over the Celtics, most people would be okay with that. If Bill Parcells had a kid who was going to be the next coach, I think people would be sort of cool with that. And I think most people would support it. Steven Belichick? And I there's just something about the last name or the Belichick thing. And as much as, you know, he's the hoodie and, you know, and Bill we trust and all of that, if Steven were the next coach, I think my guess is, and you tell me what the Twitter polling says, but my guess is most people would be against it. And I don't think that's true for other kids, other, you know, highly accomplished coaches' kids. I don't think fans would be against it. If Greg Popovich had a kid, had a son who was ready to take over, don't you think most NBA fans would be, yeah, give me Popovich's kid, right? I mean, don't you think? But for some reason, I think people would be against the Bill thing. I do, against the Bill Steven thing. I feel that way. I sort of have that instinct. And then I say to myself, why? You know, shouldn't he, as Jimmy just said about Austin Ainge, well, he's been at the right hand of his father, who is a terrific GM and usually makes the right, not all the time, but usually makes the right decision and, you know, is one of the best in the league. And he's everything he knows is from Danny Ainge. So I'd feel good about that. I could say the exact same thing about Steven Belichick. So why do I hesitate on Steven Belichick? Why?
Because you don't like Bill. And, or, you know, when I say you don't like Bill, I mean, as a fan.
Right, it's that thing.
Yeah, I think that, look, again, now we're talking the average fan. I don't like the practice of it in general, and I admit that there are exceptions. So I just think that asking the son to replicate what the father did almost never works. You know, in my mind, okay, and I'm sure you can cite examples where it has. And if you think Kyle Shanahan is one, then that's fine. I, you know, certainly he's been a pretty good coach in the NFL. But I just think that they're different people. They have different strengths and weaknesses. It's easy to think in terms of bloodlines. I think that can work with athletes. I don't think it necessarily works with coaches because personality type and attention to detail and all those things come into play. I don't like it. To me, trying to replicate something, you know, that has quote unquote run its course is usually a bad way to go. You have to just take what's available to you in terms of the best available talent and rebuild or rebuild around that talent. So I think it's a fruitless endeavor.
Okay. I think there's a building storyline there. I really do. And the big USA Today takeout on Steven Belichick, Mike Florio, I'm going to play some sound right here, is sort of sniffing it too. And I wonder if this is what is developing down there in Foxborough. Jimmy, give me Florio 2 if you could, please.
This was the first year I started to get a sense that maybe Steve's the one who takes over for Bill, not Josh McDaniels. Did you get that sense this year?
I feel like that's why Josh McDaniels got into the head coach coaching conversation, that maybe he saw a little bit of the writing on the wall there that, ooh, Steve Belichick is rising up the ranks and I might, you know, be the one left without a seat here. Added to the fact that, you know, I think there's a number of people in football that look at it right now and think that Belichick kind of screwed over Josh McDaniels in the coaching hirings this year anyways, making him stay in the building, didn't let him go down to Carolina and interview, right? You know, never got a chance to interview with the New York Giants. So, you know, those are things I look at too and go, man, how could Josh be real happy with Bill Belichick at this point right now? And I think that would even favor Steven Belichick even more.
Okay, so
yeah, they get to do the father-son thing for as long as Bill wants to coach. And then when Bill's done coaching, Steve takes over.
Okay, sorry about that. So that, and Florio's feeling it. And they're saying there, Maz, that the reason Josh wants is, you know, putting his name back in the ring to be a head coach is because he knows he's not getting it here. That's earmarked for Steven Belichick. Do you think that's possible? You think that's true?
Well, sure. Look, absolutely it's possible. I rule out nothing on, you know, on these types of decisions, depending on what's going on behind the scenes. Now, we will all acknowledge that the Crafts ultimately will have this decision. It is their franchise, but who's to say that Bill hasn't discussed it with him and said, hey, listen, he knows what he's doing. Just tell me that you'll consider him. I'll give him more responsibility. You can meet with him individually and independently. You make your own call, but I'm telling you, I think he can do it. And so if you're Kraft, do you take that seriously? Do you not take it seriously? I mean, do I think he's entering the picture potentially? Sure. And Florio and Sims make a compelling argument for it. I just, does that scare me. I hate it.
If Bill hangs,
Murray, do me a favor. Hold that thought.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll pick up the next segment with your calls, 617-779-0985. If Steven Belichick's the next guy, and that's what's going on down there, how do you feel about that? We have a Twitter poll. We'll give you results. The first exit polling on that Twitter poll, because as we know, the first results usually hold throughout the day. Generically speaking, if Steven Belichick were the next head coach and that's the plan, how do you feel about it? We pick it up on the other side.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
Now, as it relates to Steve Belichick and the article that we wrote about it, and I encourage you to read our article and read the original article at USA Today, he clearly has the chops. He clearly is on the fast track. He clearly has the DNA and the work ethic and everything to be another Bill Belichick, and before too long, Bill will be retired, and Steve will be the one competing for Super Bowl championships, Chris.
Yeah, well, that's a very real possibility. I mean, you know, hey, listen, I was around Steve in a little bit. He's smart. He's a really hard worker, and I think he's trying to, you know, stay in his father's shadow, you know, not to be a kiss ass or anything like that, but he truly wants to learn every little thing that his dad is thinking about during a week or before a game. I remember us being on the field in Super Bowl in Minnesota with the Eagles and New England Patriots. Belichick walks out on the field, you know, as the players are just getting out there, and he has his little, you know, checkpoints. He checks the field. He walks around. He looks at the different things. Bill, you know, Stephen Belichick was right there next to him every step of the way, so he can understand what dad's process is. So I get it. The big question is, you know, is he going to take over in New England? Does he need to go somewhere else? Like, a Kyle Shanahan went somewhere else and proved himself as one of the best offensive coordinators in football with the Houston Texans. Then he went and worked for his dad with the Washington Redskins. This one's a little different. And, you know, I guess in my heart of hearts, I almost want to say I wish Stephen Belichick would go somewhere else at some point to just show everybody his worth and how good he really is.
Or he just hangs around until Bill retires.
Maybe.
And he takes over.
Okay, again, Florio and Sims on that. Murray, what was your thought before I cut you off there?
Well, I think if Bill hung around for a little bit as like head of football ops for a season or two as an umbrella over Steven, I think a lot of people would be able to live with it. And I also think that if Steven was a bumbling idiot, Bill wouldn't be trying to prop him up. If he was a boob, well, he could potentially taint Bill's legacy, especially considering how all the branches from the Belichick coaching tree, from Matt Patricia to Bill O'Brien, have all been basically failures. So I think Bill's got too much to lose trying to ultimately promote his kid if the kid's an idiot. So I think he believes in him, and he certainly loves the story, considering, you know, he kind of came up under his dad and being on the sidelines at Navy and all that. So he likes the story, but it's not just about the story. If he didn't believe in the kid, I don't think he'd be trying to do it, because it would hurt his legacy. It would hurt his name.
So do you trust that, Maz? Do you trust that Bill is only pumping up Steven based on merit and not based on familial ties?
I mean, I would trust him more with him, I think, than I would with most. But the ultimate answer is no, because I don't trust 99.9% of parents to make objective judgments about their own kids. And Chris Sims made a great point there, which is, I think it would benefit Steven Belichick to go work in another organization, because then it eliminates all the doubt. He goes somewhere else. You know, even if it's a friend of Bill's that he works for, let's say he's a defensive coordinator and the defense sucks. Well, then, okay, you know, to me, at least there's an answer there. Whereas under Bill, there's always going to be that, well, is he really that good or is he Bill's son? Whereas if he goes somewhere else, and does what Kyle Shanahan did, then I think you can look at him and say, no, he's earned it on his own. I mean, he's put in the legwork, and now it's time for somebody to give him a shot, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, Stu, do we have any early polling results?
1,201 votes, 57% hate, and 42% like.
Okay.
Wow.
So I'd say I knew it would be against. I knew it would be against.
It's closer than I thought.
I thought, though. Yeah, me too.
It is. You're right. It's not overwhelming. But I thought it would be against. So let me answer. I think I'm talking myself into it. My first choice is Josh, and I've always said that. For all his faults, I'm not telling you he's perfect. I'm not telling you that he was great in Denver. I'm not telling you that he doesn't deserve criticism for what he did with Indy. He did. He deserves criticism for it. Josh McDaniels does. But I just like the continuity, and I like the thought of McDaniels his second time around. I think some of these coaches do their best work after they failed once and they go somewhere else. And I think Josh is sort of lining up for that perfect thing. So I'm a yes on Josh. I want Josh to be the next guy. Okay. But if it's not Josh, now ask me who my next guy is. Who's my next candidate? screw it, Steve Belichick. I mean, because again, I want the continuity. I don't want to bring someone from the outside, Maz. And I don't even want to bring in one of these Belichick guys that left and came back. Bill O'Brien, go F yourself. I mean, not that I hate the guy, but you know what I mean. Like, I don't. Is there anyone that's gone anywhere that's done anything that I want to bring back to be the guy? I mean, Vrabel? I guess I would like the thought of Vrabel. But I don't know. Screw it. Nepotism be damned. And all of this be damned. If Steven Belichick's learned everything he knows from his old man and can give me 80% of what his old man is, I'll take it. Sure. I'm a yes. I'm Josh first. But Steven would be the next guy. And let me ask you one more question before we go.
Well, before you go on, hold on. Yeah. Do you think he can coach?
I have no idea.
Okay, but so then how can you say he's the next guy? This is the part I don't get.
Because, ask me then who I would want. Like, I mean, I'd rather have someone in the system who I'm not sure about than someone from outside. Like, in other words.
Right, so throw some names, Maz. Who are you thinking about?
Okay, please don't take him over. Okay, so you said Vrabel. Would you take him over Brian Flores?
I would take Flores.
Yeah, probably Flores. Yeah. Probably Flores. You're right.
Okay, so now Patricia, I you know, to me, Patricia offers nothing.
Nothing.
So I'm not going to give you Patricia. Flores, I'm intrigued by.
Yeah,
so
Flores
I would take
fine.
A chance. Yeah, I would take a chance with Flores. I would even say, you know what? Let me see how it goes with Mayo. I'd be willing to wait it out with Gerard Mayo and see how that one develops.
Okay, so I can't tell the difference between Steven Belichick and Gerard Mayo. How can anyone? I mean, in terms of what they do. I mean, they don't look alike, but what, in terms of who's more important, who does what, who actually calls the plays, who's the real brains, who's the side piece, does anyone have any idea about that?
No, if one of them was named the head coach and the other the defensive coordinator or vice versa, would the results be all that different? Probably not.
I mean, I don't know, because I'm not inside. So who's inside would know, but I think Gerard Mayo is a more interesting guy. Like, he's more fun to listen to. He's got a much better personality. I think Gerard Mayo would project much better as a head coach and as sort of like a face of the organization. I think, you know, Gerard Mayo would have that absolutely. Can he coach any better than these guys? I have no clue.
Okay, but I will tell you, here's why I would at the moment. And again, I don't know if Mayo can coach either. What I do know is that he called the signals for the defense when he was on the field as a player. I think the players respected him. I think he has a certain amount of leadership quality that I think is essential for the job. So I lean there. And again, I put a premium on the experience of having been on the field. Now, look, Bill Belichick was not on the field, right? And he's the greatest coach of all time. And when I say not on the field, he didn't play in the NFL. So certainly I'm not telling you it's a prerequisite. But if you're asking me right now, that is the way I would lean. You know, to me, it almost does a disservice to Steven Belichick to make him follow his father, because I think it's an impossible spot to be in, given what his old man is, what his old man has accomplished, and how unique his old man is.
Okay,
you're not going to find another guy on the planet like Bill.
No, that's true. But my analysis is not based on what's best for Steven. My analysis is based on what's best for me. And what I want, and what's best for me, is the Patriots being good. And if Steven Belichick gives them the best chance to continue what they got going on, and not that you can continue what they have going on, but just, you know, be a good next guy, I'll take it. So, but Mess, Steven Belichick's going to face that no matter where he goes. You understand that? Like, he's going to. And in some cases, it might even be worse if he goes to a different city and has a different owner and a different boss and a whole different system. It might be even worse on him. What if he's here under the warm, ample bosom of Bill, as Murray just sort of talked about, you know, that Mike Shanahan is still involved with Kyle and must help him out? What if you get that sort of quasi-transition where Bill is still sort of here in the form of his son? You wouldn't want, you know, that's not interesting to you.
Okay, so look, it might be appealing to the Krafts, in which case you're telling me that Bill is still basically running the thing. And so, you know, if that's what it is, you know, that to me is a little different. I'm talking about a break. You know, Bill's on his boat, boobs out in the Bahamas, as Murray likes to say, and his son is running the thing. To me, I need to see way, way more before I'm comfortable diving into that.
Okay. So, again, I promise, we got the Twitter poll up. Stu, you just want to update your results real quick?
1,580 votes. Of the question, how would you feel if Steve Belichick was the next head coach of the New England Patriots? 56.9% of people hate it. 43.1% like the idea of Steve Belichick as the next head coach of your New England Patriots.
Okay, so that's where it's going to – the exit polling works here on Felger Maz. It'll be just under 60-40 against for Stephen Belichick. I thought it might be a little bit more, but I thought most people would be against it. And I wonder why. You wouldn't say that if it were Austin Ainge taking over. You wouldn't. If Red Auerbach had a kid, you wouldn't say that about Red Auerbach. You'd want Red Auerbach's kid. I know I'm going back there. If Bill Parcells had a kid, I don't think you'd be opposed to it. But you are with Belichick. Why? I promise, your phone's on this topic after Murray's update. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I hate jokes. We're not taking jokes.
That joke's blue.
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The other curveball here, though, there are some people who think that Bill Belichick will end his career as an executive, a Bill Parcells type. Not that that ever works. It didn't work for Tom Coughlin. It really didn't work for Bill Parcells. But there's a thought that Bill gets a little slice of equity and is like the VP of football operations for another team. If that would ever happen with a team other than the Patriots, I could see him wanting to hire Steve. And that would be something if it would play out that way.
Yeah, so, sure. I get that. I don't see Bill doing that, though. I don't. I think Bill is – he would be frustrated just being the GM. He'd be like, why aren't you coaching him to do this? Why aren't you doing that? And I just think he's got to be in total control. And when he feels like he can't do that, he'll retire.
But if his son was the head coach –
that can be different.
Easier.
You're right.
It would be easier to sell that, right?
No doubt. No doubt.
And I think that's an interesting piece to that, too. I've always said Bill's not going to be the GM. He's not going to be a vice president or a president or whatever. He's not going to be that guy. Because for the reason Sim said, he'll drive himself nuts. He was born to have a whistle around his neck. He's got a, you know, a few guys have tried that. Lombardi tried it and drove him nuts. Lombardi had to go back and coach for a year before he passed away. And Parcells did it, and it didn't work. I would disagree that it did not work for Coughlin. I think he, you know, helped get Jacksonville relevant there for a little bit. May not have worked long term. But be that as it may, I've never thought Bill was going to be that guy. But, if you're telling me he's that guy and he gets to hire his son as the coach, and that's the situation, I got to think about that.
It's different.
I got to think about that. Yeah, it's different, right? He might do that. And if he might do that, would you want that to be here? Would you want that to be this team? If you want the Belichick package, or are you done with the Belichicks? All right, so that's the topic. That's the thought. Let's bring it back with Emmett in Western Mass. Go ahead, Emmett.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just had a quick take with the fallout from the Super Bowl without playing Malcolm Butler. Apparently it had something to do with Steve Belichick, so going forward, I'm just wondering how fans feel about that. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. Maybe that's part of the 60-40 against, because there's, you know, just who knows what happened there. No one knows. But some people think it does have something to do with Steven.
Yeah, by and large, the rumor, you know, that people believe is that it had something to do with him. And I can understand why people look at that and be like, no, if he was involved there and that's why Butler was benched and never got on the field other than special teams, then I don't want to see him as a head coach because he'll be petty.
So, and okay. You know, the other thing I worry about there is, okay, there, you know, you're probably not going to have many of the same players or any of the same players around. But boy, that kind of sends a bad message to the locker room, too, doesn't it? Like, oh, man, not only is your ass traded out of town, he's going to make the guy the head coach. I'm telling you, I don't like the practice. And it's not a Belichick thing for me. It's a father-son thing. I just think when you have a father as accomplished as Belichick, putting the son in there, I think it's doomed. I hate it.
Okay. I don't. And it's part of it, Maz. I'm so down on the quality of coaching across the league. I think there's so few qualified guys, and I feel like the coaching is getting worse by the year, and the gap between Belichick and the league gets bigger by the year. And if you're telling me I can grab a piece of that Belichick thing as opposed to whatever bozo is out there, what other, you know, guy's got his head buried in a play sheet ignoring the other side of the ball, and I get the Belichick thing, that Belichick package, I don't know. I think I want the Belichick package, but you've known that about me for a while, the Belichick package. Guy in Boston, hi, Guy.
How you doing, Michael? Listen, you guys are taking this a little too far with the Stephen Belichick, because the old man sucks, and you're talking about Steve. He won't have Brady, number one, and the old man has 240 wins by Brady. So I don't know what you guys are talking about. I think the isolation is affecting you.
Hey, you're welcome. So, I mean, Guy exposes himself there. Belichick sucks. Belichick sucks now. Like, come on. Let's not get stupid. He ain't perfect, and he's made mistakes, and, you know, too many Patriots fans have given him a free ride on some things. Like, all this. I'll bash Belichick all day long. He doesn't suck. And I'd rather have him than anyone in the league. Do you think the Crafts would go for it, Maz? Do you think the Crafts would go for Stephen Belichick?
Well, so again, I think this relates to Bill. And I think that if it keeps Bill involved in the organization and allows him to have some control over it for a longer period of time, do I think they would entertain it? Yes. But my guess is that ultimately they want to break and move on. You know, the way and go in a completely, I don't want to say completely different direction, but go in a different direction. Something about the whole thing makes me real uneasy. I just think that it is expecting a lot for the, you know, the quote unquote Belichick thing to continue. It's one thing to have Bill's input and genius, for lack of a better word, there when you need it to bounce things off. But at the end of the day, the guy in the sideline still has to be able to manage the game, make the call, make the decision, understand what the other side is doing, and do it all on the fly. And I don't think there's anybody like Bill, and I think you're going to have an impossible challenge replicating that no matter who it is.
So the Kraft element to me is fascinating, because I think, you know, certainly I think if they got to the point where it was Bill and then hands it off to Steven, that Jonathan or Robert or, you know, whatever the ownership structure looked like at that point, they would say, you know, we've had enough of the Belichicks. You know, 25 years or whatever it ends up being, like, hard guy to work for, work with, and 25 years is enough of the Belichick era. We own the team, not the Crafts own the team, not the Belichicks.
Yeah.
Like, right. I can, right? But, however, and this is what we hit on yesterday, do any of these NFL owners have a right to cry nepotism when it comes to coaching in the NFL? The grotesque, rampant nepotism that exists in this league, including here, and that's not to diminish Jonathan Kraft, because Jonathan Kraft is a smart cookie who is accomplished in his own right and is he ain't Spalding Smales in terms of just being handed the thing. Harvard Business School, the whole thing. Like, he's legit. Jonathan's legit. But it is, you know, he's not going to own the team unless his old man owned it first. So does Jonathan Kraft have the right to look at Stephen Belichick and go, you're just here because of your old man? Like this, so like there's that dynamic there. And Jonathan or Robert would have to weigh the drain of working with the Belichicks against, well, who's next? And is there anyone qualified out there? Because the coaching, again, feels to get worse by the year out there.
Yeah, if they knew, you know, if they felt really good that they would continue with sustained excellence, I think they would deal with the Belichick name going forward, because the kid does act and sound a lot like the dad too, in terms of not a lot of give and the grunts and the snorts and the same tonality and all that. So I don't know if they think that he is as good and it's still going to be Bill hovering for a few seasons. I think you suck it up and deal with it, because there's so much crap out there.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts. Long commercial free segment is next.
Dugger Mass Sports, Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
I love it.
You were right, Mass.
I just keep loving it more and more.
Bored my listeners to death.
I finally feel alive.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Sounds good.
Hello, this is Bill Belichick. I want to reach out to you in these uncertain and unprecedented times to let you know that I and the New England Patriots are behind you. We are all in this together. Thank you to our heroic medical professionals, doctors, nurses, medical workers, and others who are selflessly and courageously doing their job to take care of others in need. We have heard your stories and seen some of your great work. You are truly champions and warriors. We are facing a difficult opponent. It will take teamwork, discipline, and commitment to do the right things all the time. That includes staying at home. I encourage everyone to shelter in place for as long as necessary as we fight this virus together. There are plenty of things we cannot do right now, but let's focus on what we can do. We can adapt, we can adjust, and we can make better decisions right now for the betterment of the future. As I tell our team, let's keep stringing good days together, and we will get through this.
Hey, Belichick putting that out last night through the Patriots' Twitter. Good gesture there. Good gesture there, Belichick, with that PSA. Another great gesture by the team overnight, sending the plane to China to get the masks and bringing them back here stateside. That's a tremendous story. You guys have a thought on either of those? I do want to hit more on the Kraft plane thing later on the 5 o'clock hour. I got a few thoughts on that. But just since we're on it, the Belichick video and the Kraft plane story, guys, any thoughts?
Well, the word I was going to use on the plane was just what you said, tremendous. I mean, really. Talk about coming to the rescue. Yep, we'll go over and get them. Just tell us where to go. And to me, I loved hearing this. To me, that is the, you know, the epitome of we'll do whatever it takes. And we need the equipment. And so let's go get it. And I thought it was an unbelievably gracious gesture.
Yeah, incredibly generous. And on the Belichick thing, while it did seem wooden, but that's how it is, it still was nice what he said. And the thing that I liked that he said the most was at the end there, just keep trying to string good days together. And that's everybody, because not every day is easy. And, you know, it really gets different by the hour. And you see what the unemployment numbers are. So it's an incredibly difficult time. You know, that's putting it mildly. So that's the only way to really go about it, at least for me. And I think that's the best mentality to have right now. You just try to string good days together.
Yeah, a couple of nice gestures. And the plane thing, the mask situation is beyond a gesture. That's a, you know, just a tremendous overture. I mean, I don't know what word you want to use there. A bit of charity on the part of the Crafts and the Patriots and everyone who was involved with that. So I have more thoughts on that coming up later on in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll get back to your phones right now on Patriots items. Nick in Cohasset. Go ahead, Nick. You're up next on Felger and Maz.
Hey guys. I've been on this the Jameis Winston of the Pats since the season ended. I said if Brady walks, Winston's the guy, and here's why. I think if Belichick and McDaniels can get their hands on him. Just look at his stats. If you could cut his picks in half, he's probably a top 10 quarterback. If you cut him below 10 for the season, he becomes a top 5 quarterback and probably has you back in the divisional round. Cam Newton's got a pop gun for an arm. I don't know why everybody wants him. And Jalen Hurts, I mean, has anybody watched this guy since he's been – when he was in college, he played for two front-runner programs. And any time he fell behind with those programs, they were pretty much out of the game. See, when he was with Alabama, with Tua coming in to rescue Alabama and win that national title.
Okay, Nick, I'm going to stop you, Maz. Why do you shake your head on the Jameis Winston stuff?
Because
again, cut down his interceptions. What?
Well, so as he talks about the numbers, he says, look at the numbers. Well, who were the receivers? He's got one of the best collection of skill players in the league. They threw it a ton. And so the volume stats don't impress me. To me, it's always about the efficiency stats in every sport. So Jameis Winston passed for 5,000 yards. Great. He was also 28th in the league in completion percentage, 27th or whatever it was in quarterback rating. He was not a good quarterback. Just because he threw it a lot doesn't make him good. That position is about decision-making and avoiding mistakes as much as it is about making plays. And he made as more or many mistakes as any guy in the league.
Yeah, and I'm not telling you make him the guy. He's not the guy, I make the guy. But what if he's the competition for Stidham? What if he's a competition for Stidham? And there's raw ability there, and the deal, Maz. I know you're generally not into the deal, but this is the analysis. It's a number one overall pick with raw ability who's there for you for nothing. And you bring him in to compete. He's the guy that competes with Stidham. He's not the guy that you make the man. Newton is the guy you would make the man, whether you want that or not. I treat them as different entities. But, I mean, again, it's a cost analysis as well. They're sitting there for you for nothing, presumably. Rob in Leominster on the Stephen Belichick conversation. Go ahead, Rob. You're up next.
Yeah, hey, guys. Love the conversation. Maz, I got to admit, I think you're out of your mind on this one. Even if Stephen Belichick isn't half as good as Bill is, there isn't a coach out there who's any better that's going to want to follow in Bill's footsteps. There's an impossible bar for them to reach, and I think his son might be the only one who's actually willing to take that on.
So, yeah, you know, that's a nice point, Maz. That, you know, you may like guys out there, but you've also said that following Bill's an impossible task. So true. Is this going to be a hard job to fill if they go out into the field?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I do. I think a lot of people will be afraid of it because – you know, it's like it's a no-win proposition. So now the only thing I disagree with the caller's assessment of it is, well, you know, no, there's nobody out there any better. So now we're putting Stephen Belichick already on the level of other head coaches in the league who might be able to come in and do the job. Like,
give me some names. Like, who would you be comfortable with?
I told you, I'd like the idea of Flores. I think Flores has done a pretty – there's something about Flores that I like.
But it feels like he's building something in Miami. Say he's not going to be shaking free here in the next four seasons. Like,
trade for him.
Okay.
I'm just telling you that in football – and by the way, I only say that if someone is absolutely 100% convinced that the head coach is the guy. But we all know that you can give up four draft picks for a head coach and it'll make all the difference in the world. And I'm not telling you Flores is Belichick. I'm just telling you that, you know, I've always liked Jim Harbaugh. I would take a crack on Jim Harbaugh.
Oh, God.
Would it be short term? Yeah, but Murray, at least I know Jim Harbaugh can win in the NFL.
He's a failure at Michigan. He's done nothing there. If anything, that's now tainted him forever. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, it's different.
I just don't know if Brian Flores does a good job in Miami. I don't care. Like, why would Miami trade the best coach in the division within the division? I mean, I know the Pats did it with Parcells. It has happened, but it doesn't quite make sense that you could get Brian Flores if he did a good job. I think the only way you would get him is if he kind of failed. And then would you want him? Evan and Braintree on Stephen Belichick. Go ahead, Evan.
Yeah, can I be the shallow guy that brings up personal appearance?
Sure.
The first time I saw him, he does not look like a football coach to me. I'm sorry, a lot of people don't get jobs because of personal appearance. Maybe that's not a great take, but...
Evan, I don't hate it. I'm sorry. Call me a fuddy-duddy, old white guy, whatever. Get a haircut. I'm sorry. I do kind of hold it against Matt Patricia. It's like, look at yourself, dude. You know, take a bath. Shave. Lose some weight. Like, I mean, I don't know. I look at that guy and say, if he can't get his personal situation in order, how can he get someone else's situation in order? Does that make me an awful person? Some sort of like, I mean, I'm sure it does. I'm sure I'll get the hate mail.
Well, look, I'm
sorry. I'll just finish quickly. It's a leadership executive position. You got to project a little bit. And so not that Stephen Belichick is in as bad a shape as Matt Patricia, but you got to clean up a little bit when you're a coach. I'm sorry.
So, Mike, whether it is a real factor or not, the perception is reality. So, in the case of Matt Patricia, the day he put on that Roger Goodell clown T-shirt, I went, this guy's a joke. And that's totally unfair. Maybe he's brilliant. I have no idea. I mean, I know he went to WPI, right? He's some sort of math whiz. And so I allow for all of that, but I do think that the imagery of it in terms of the leadership, it sends a bad message.
Okay, so, I'm that guy. But Stephen Bell, I mean, all he would need to do is cut his hair. And he would. He will. I mean, who's the goofiest-looking head coach we can think of?
Matt Patricia.
Patricia. Like, but in terms of, like, I mean, Andy Reid certainly has a little bit of a weight problem. But, you know, he cuts his hair, shaves a little bit. I don't know. Who else was just a horribly put-together head coach?
He's not a head coach. Rob Ryan was an assistant coach.
Oh, gross.
Adam Gase looks like he hasn't slept in months.
Okay, but that he's because he's a little nuts. I don't know if he's like, but I don't know. I just say it matters on some level. It does. I'm sorry. It just does. We continue with your thoughts on this. I also want to get to our friend Colin Coward. He had Bill Simmons on his show yesterday or the day before and gave us a couple things to chew on. So let's chew on him right after Murray's 90-second update. There are no commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.